Well, last week's sermon certainly stirred up a few questions. More than one person came up to me after and throughout the week, sent me emails and said, well, so then what did Jesus mean when he said, no one comes to the Father except through me? Or phrased another way, this is one that clergy get frequently, how can anyone get into heaven if they don't believe in Jesus? And then that always leads to, well, why be a Christian and not some other faith if we all get there in the end? So nothing like a soft, easy sermon as I prepare to depart for a three-month sabbatical. But don't worry. If I don't answer all of the theology questions today, the other clergy, especially Reverend Patty, love to talk about universal salvation. Hit her up. Cup of coffee, glass of wine, you're good to go. It will all make sense in the end. But in addressing these questions, the theology that has always made the most sense to me via how I read scripture came from a professor in seminary, a retired bishop, and he explained it like this. He said, in the end, you take the Trinity, and we form our understanding of God on that. And so when we die, Jesus says, as he did last week, that when we die, we go to God the Creator, God the Father, the Parent. Jesus says, that's where we go. And yet Jesus is our embodiment of God's love for us while we are here on earth. So if Jesus' founding principle, as I said last week, and is the Gospel of John, which we are reading from right now, Jesus' most important sense of self is being God's love. And so when we die, we go through Jesus to get to God the Creator. We come face to face with that love. A love that is so overwhelming, it is so embracing, it is so forgiving that we wouldn't want to turn away. Now, we can turn away because we as Christians believe in free will that God endowed us with, you know, the power to make our own decisions. Remember Genesis, Garden of Eden, free will, right? So we have that. But when we die, could we really turn away from Jesus' all-consuming love? I don't know about you. I just think it would be difficult to do that. Because what one of us doesn't want to experience that overwhelming sense of love? The love that a parent has when they first lay eyes on their child. The love that many of us experience if we are fortunate enough to find a loving life partner. Jesus' love is all of that and much, much more, beyond our comprehension, if you will. So when you die, no matter your faith, you come, we come face to face with Jesus' love. And again, I say, who can say no? There is no punishment for having a different understanding of faith. But in the end, we all go through Jesus' love. And Jesus' love is exactly what Jesus is talking about today in the gospel, which was a continuation of last week. But you all knew that, right? Because you pay attention to where the reading comes from. So last week was John 14, 1 through 14, and this week we get 15 through, I don't know, 26 or something. Am I close there? But, you know, but this week's gospel that Patty just read, I know you all were listening, but just in case you already forgot, it begins with, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And it ends with, just in case we already forgot what Jesus said, they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Love, love, love. Now you may ask, well, Rachel, what are those commandments that we have to keep? What are these commandments that Jesus talked about? You know, and when Jesus is talking, he doesn't like have a little footnote while he's talking to the, you know, apostles, so you can then go figure out what his cross reference is. It doesn't work like that. But in the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus consistently gives two main commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these, is what Jesus says. But we aren't reading from those Gospels today. We're reading from the Gospel of John. And in the Gospel of John, there's only one commandment that Jesus actually gives, and it is in the section, the chapter right before we read today, which is all part of the same part of the story, which is Jesus talking to the apostles before he goes off to his crucifixion. And Jesus gives one commandment. He says, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. We're back to the basics. Love, love, and after that, a little more love. The love of Jesus isn't just what greets us in the moment of our death. The love of Jesus is what keeps us connected with one another through our faith. It is what keeps us connected in life, whether we are together or apart, and it is what connects us in our death and in the deaths of those who we love. Especially on this Mother's Day, for those who miss their mothers greatly, Jesus reminds us that God's love keeps that connection alive. God's love is the connection to the glorious company of the saints at rest, which are the words that we say in a prayer for those who are dying. Through our faith, through expressing our faith through love, we all remain connected. Which is a good reminder for both you and me, as I say, I prepare to be gone for the next 3 months. So for visitors, this is it. The associates are great, don't worry, you'll be fine. And to be clear, while I think everybody, and I know, I am not Jesus, Jesus' words today to the apostles, I won't be here, but I will be here, is about how it is with you and me. I will be here, and you will be with me in my absence, as we pray for one another. As we practice and deepen our faith through ministry, as you welcome new people, and as I am welcomed into new communities. So I implore you to take care of one another, to practice patience, to extend grace, to always share love first and pass judgment second. Engage in learning. Stay strong in supporting ministry. Strive to connect more deeply with God. And St. Cross, I will be praying for you daily, and I ask for your prayers in return. For in our faith, through our prayers and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we shall always remain connected. Amen.